The Lebanon ceasefire that lasted barely 3 weeks is now officially dead. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs early this morning after accusing Hezbollah of multiple violations, marking the most significant escalation since the temporary truce took effect in mid-May.
This breakdown came despite intensive weekend diplomacy by Secretary of State Rubio, who had presented what sources describe as a comprehensive de-escalation framework. The proposal reportedly included expanded UNIFIL monitoring, gradual Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon, and new guarantees about Hezbollah's military infrastructure. None of it gained traction.
What's particularly concerning from a market perspective is the timing. Oil prices surged over 6% in early Asian trading as investors realized this isn't just another border skirmish. Goldman Sachs issued a research note this morning warning that oil markets are entering what they call a demand destruction phase, meaning prices could spike high enough to trigger economic slowdown before supply constraints ease.
The diplomatic implications extend well beyond the immediate conflict zone. France's President Macron held calls with four regional leaders over the weekend, stating that the window for de-escalation must be seized now. But his urgency reflects a broader European concern that this escalation could derail the fragile Iran-US negotiations that have been proceeding in parallel.
Speaking of those Iran talks, Trump returned Tehran's latest peace draft with significantly tougher conditions after Friday's Situation Room meeting. Iran's chief negotiator responded by saying no agreement will be approved without what he called ironclad guarantees, diplomatic language that suggests both sides are hardening their positions rather than finding middle ground.
The regional security architecture is also showing strain. Israel announced a sharp fuel price cut effective Sunday night, which seems counterintuitive given rising oil prices. But this reflects their strategic petroleum reserve management. They're essentially subsidizing domestic consumption while their military operations potentially disrupt regional supply chains.
From an economic standpoint, we're seeing interesting divergence in market reactions. Energy stocks are rallying as expected, but there's notable weakness in airline and tourism-related equities. Southeast Asian carriers are particularly vulnerable. Jet fuel costs have surged over 80% since this latest escalation began, forcing route cancellations and fare increases just as summer tourism season approaches.
The maritime dimension adds another layer of complexity. The U.S. has warned ships ignoring orders in the Strait of Hormuz may be treated as threats. Language that essentially militarizes one of the world's most critical shipping lanes. About 20% of global oil transit passes through Hormuz, so even the perception of restricted access can trigger significant price movements.
What's particularly troubling is how quickly diplomatic alternatives are narrowing. Rubio's new ceasefire plan, which he'll present at Tuesday's talks, faces the challenge that both sides have now demonstrated they're willing to abandon agreements when convenient. That makes any future deal inherently fragile, which markets absolutely hate.
The timing also intersects with broader geopolitical tensions. China sent Coast Guard vessels east of Taiwan after Japan and the Philippines announced expanded defense cooperation. While not directly related to the Middle East crisis, it demonstrates how regional conflicts can create opportunities for other powers to test boundaries while international attention is focused elsewhere.
Looking ahead, Tuesday's talks represent what may be the last diplomatic off-ramp before this escalates into something much larger. But with oil already trading at levels that threaten global economic growth, and both Israel and Hezbollah having demonstrated their willingness to resume military operations, the window for meaningful de-escalation may have already closed.